The painful season is finally done. Coming up on this edition of the Die Hard Dan podcast, Shawnee J and I do our season review, and we take a look at some of the free agents that we want to come back for the Lions. We do a deep dive on GM and head coaching candidates, and we also take a look at the offensive and defensive leaders for the team. All this and more coming up right now on the Die Hard Dan podcast. Watch out. Here comes that roar. What up, though? This is Kurt Steele, and welcome to the Die Hard Dan podcast. And as always, I'm with my man, Shawnee J.
Good evening, Lions fans. We took a couple weeks off for vacation, but we're back.
Yeah, man, the holidays. I mean, I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Our schedules were tight, so Shawnee J and I had to take a little break, but we are back and better than ever. The season is over for the Lions. You know, it wasn't what we wanted it to be, but it is what it is. We had some transition, fired the head coach, had a very tough stretch at the end of the season. Some very hard games, some injuries, COVID-19 protocols, handicapped the Lions versus the Bucks, where they should have pushed that game back an extra day, in my opinion. But it is what it is. We got the 7th numeral overall pick. You know, it's a lot of things to discuss. But, you know, man, let's go ahead and get this show started, and we can talk about the rest of that stuff later on. It is time to do what we do. First and foremost, thank you for checking us out right here at the Die Hard Dan podcast. If you're watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the share button, share it with your friends. If you haven't done so already, go over to our Facebook page. Shawnee J kills it over there on our Facebook page, keeping you updated on all the Lions news right here on the Die Hard Dan podcast. If you're listening on one of the podcast platforms, thanks for the business. We appreciate your download. And if you have an Alexa powered device, just say, "Hey Alexa, play the Die Hard Dan podcast on your favorite podcast platform," and we'll be right there for you. But what we do every time to start the show, it's time to tell me something good. And Shawnee J, you out first, my man. Tell me something good.
Okay, I got something special for you guys. For me, this is January 2021. This month is my second anniversary doing the Die Hard Den with you, Curtis.
So oh, man. Happy anniversary, man. 2 years with my man, Shawnee J. It's a little backstory. You know, I started off with my man, Wills Fattori. He was my co-host. He had went on to do bigger and better things. And I reached out to my man, Shawnee J, on Facebook. And he said, "No problem, brother. I got you." And we've been rocking together ever since then. So, a couple other notes for Tell Me Something Good. The Lions got 3 Pro Bowlers this year. If you haven't seen it already, I hope you have. Jack Fox, Frank Ragnow, TJ Hockenson all made the Pro Bowl selections. That we know it's not a Pro Bowl this year, but congratulations to those guys for making the Pro Bowl. And with that, Mr. Fox set a franchise record and an NFL rookie record for punting in the league this year. So big shout out to Mr. Foxy himself. That's what he calls himself on Twitter. That's it. So Mr. Foxy, congratulations, my man. Good stuff. And the last but not least, Shawnee J, you got one more piece of big news about my man Megatron. What you got?
Our man Calvin Johnson, Megatron, who ended his career a little too soon, prematurely. But he was nominated for the 2021 class of the Hall of Fame, and I think he will get in on first ballot. He should. He will.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame finalist. Congratulations to Megatron. My man is doing his thing. He and Reggie Wayne are wide receiver finalists. You know, it's been tough for many years for wide receivers to get in on the first ballot, but fingers crossed, my man Calvin Johnson, hope you get in first ballot. Hall of Fame. Now,
it's one more thing, Curtis,
what you got, brother?
Before we move on, stay with Calvin for a minute. He will get in, and once the Lions realize he gets in on the first ballot, they better hurry and make peace with him, because we don't want to see him going in with a generic uniform. We want to see him going in with a Lions uniform. You better make your peace with Calvin and fast.
Yes, man. Pay that man that ducats. You know what I'm saying? And we talked about this before. Look at Indianapolis. Man, Andrew Luck ended his career way earlier than Calvin Johnson, and they gave him $6 million out the gate, just out the door. Here you go. Thanks for playing. We appreciate your business in Indianapolis. But that's what kind of a franchise they run up there. Jim Irsay takes care of his people up there in Indianapolis, and we need to do that in Detroit as well.
That was a Bob Quinn thing. He tried to do the hire thing, like the Patriots way here in Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's all Bob Quinn's doing. So
yeah,
gone. And us hopefully, you know, we can do right by the players, former players.
Ron Wood needs to fix that. He says it needs to be on both sides, but we already know what the deal is. Pay that man his cheddar, and he will be back in the fold, because he played his heart out in Detroit. We all know that. All right, moving on. It's time to look at some offense. It's time to go on the ball. Let's look at the offensive leaders for the Lions in the 2020 season. Matthew Stafford, another 4,000-yard passing season, 26 touchdowns with 10 interceptions. Adrian Peterson, 166 carries for 604 yards with 7 touchdowns. Marvin Jones, who could have had a 1,000-yard season if they did not take that touchdown away, which was garbage, 76 receptions, 978 yards with 9 touchdowns. And looking at the overall offense, the passing offense ranked 30th. We were 20th in a, I'm sorry, no, it was the 10th ranked pass offense, the 30th ranked run offense, and the 20th ranked total offense for the Lions this season. As always, the Lions are going to be in that top 10 in passing. The running game was better, but it still struggled, man. Still on the bottom of the league. But overall, almost the middle of the pack, a little bit below for the Lions offense this season. Now, I have a couple of things I think that could have stood out. Matthew Stafford was the third highest rated quarterback of PFF after Patricia got fired. More shots down the field, more yards, more touchdowns, just play a more wide open style. Once Patricia was gone.
Yeah, and that's no accident. That's no coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and if people want to get rid of Stafford, I can't understand the Lions fans.
Yeah.
Still can play short and getting older. We can get a quarterback. We have to draft a quarterback in the first round. Mm-hmm. We get one man in the third round, you know, to look at the eventually replace Stafford. But Stafford's still the man. He still can play. I mean,
there's a lot of teams licking their chops to get Stafford. They want Stafford.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of teams that want Matthew Stafford. Yeah, the 49ers, the Broncos. It's a lot of teams that want Matthew Stafford.
Patriots, Cowboys.
Yeah.
Almost any team in the NFL wants Stafford. Yeah. Let me check this out. What if Stafford finally leaves? And you know how Lions fans are. You know, if Stafford finally leaves, goes to the Cowboys or the Patriots or the Saints or whoever.
And wins the Super Bowl.
Lions fans are going to be, you know, feeling stupid again like they did when Kyle Van Noy won too with the Patriots.
Yep.
And Lions fans never learn their lesson.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I like Matthew Stafford. Number 9 is my man. All right, Swift. Swift, he's going to be a special player. I like DeAndre Swift. He has some good vision for a runner. You know, I would say his top end speed isn't the greatest, but he's pretty fast. And I like his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield as well. He's a kind of a do-it-all back. I like DeAndre Swift. He's going to be a very special player in the league.
I like Swift too, but my only question is durability, Kish. Same thing with Kerryon. It talented guys come out of the SEC, but durability issues, when you know. And they're not the smallest, but they're not the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who I love. I want big Najee Harris.
Yeah.
Chris Henry, Derrick Henry 2.0 from Alabama. So I want Najee.
We already know. If you follow us on Facebook or you in the Detroit Lions Truist fan page, you already know, my man, he either wants Devontae Smith or Najee Harris for the Lions. And he likes the big backs. You know, he's a big fan of those big running backs coming out of the SEC. All right. Another thing, I look at this offseason, the Lions are going to need some wide receiver help. They only have really one wide receiver that played significant time this all, I mean, this season on the roster for next year, and that's Quintez Cephas. Everyone else is gone. No, they're already free agents. So looking at that, let's kind of look at some guys, some key free agents that are leaving the Lions or potentially could lead the Lions this offseason. All right, so looking at the big names on the board, the two wide receivers, Kenny Golladay and Marvin Jones, are free agents, along with Jamal Agnew and Damian Amendola. So we're going to have a complete turnover, looks like, maybe in the wide receiver department. Mohamed Sanu came in for a stretch. He's going to be gone as well. He was a short-term signing as well. And another couple of big names is the offensive lineman, Ode Adebushi, and Mr. AD himself. So all of these guys we have right here, these seven big names, are free agents going into next season. So look at these guys. Who do you want back, and who do you think can possibly come back for the Lions?
Well, I want Marvin, Kenny, and Jamal back. AP, he loves the rushing, but he's 36 years old in March. He said he want to play again. He don't want to be part of a rebuild, though.
Yeah.
He wants to, you know, go for a contender. Or he'll stay at the Lions and he's serious about winning, not rebuilding, though. I'm mixed on that. I'm torn on that. I know he loves the rushing, but still, this is not the old AP from the Minnesota Vikings who ran for 2000. This is a much older AP who might be a good backup. I think he's willing to accept that role. But in case you spell the starter, running back, but at this point in his career. But I'm torn if I want AP. But I like AP. His body in shape, a physical specimen. He overcame a lot of injuries in his career to play this long. But I am torn. Do I want him back maybe at a one-year veterans minimum? Take it 1 year at a time. No long-term deals.
Okay. All right, look at that list. That really, there's a couple of guys I want back. I'm not sold that either. I think either Kenny or Marvin comes back. I don't think both come back for the Lions next season. If we can sign one of them, I think either we sign Kenny Golladay or Marvin Jones. I don't think both of them will be back. And the other guy is Jamal Agnew. I mean, he's just so much of a weapon in the return game. So that's one guy I definitely, just for his return ability for punts and kickoffs, that guy's explosive. He was one of the top guys in the league again this year as far as punt return average and kick return average. So that's one guy I definitely will want back into the fold for next season for the veterans that are free agents coming into the summer. All right. Hey, thanks for checking us out right here on the Die Hard Den podcast. We really appreciate you. If you're watching on the YouTube or Facebook, like the video, share the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't done so already. If you on Facebook, go over there, join our page. Johnny J does an excellent job of keeping you updated on all the Lions news and notes going around the league. And if you're listening to us on one of the podcast platforms, hey, we appreciate your downloads, keeping us up afloat. With this podcast, your listens make us go. We really appreciate you. All right, so let's go over to the defense. So let's defend the den. Let's look at the defensive leaders for the seasons for the Lions. All right, Jamie Collins led the Lions in tackles with 101 total tackles. He also had a sack on the year. The big man, number 95 himself, Romeo Okwara, 10 sacks on the season. His 10 sacks made him the 10th ranked sack leader in the league this year with 44 total tackles. Daron Harmon had 2 interceptions for the Lions to lead that category with 5 pass defense and 7 total tackles. We have the 30th ranked pass defense, the 28th ranked run defense, and we were 32nd in total defense. And we set NFL and franchise records for points allowed. The defense was just horrible this year, man. It was just terrible. I'm sorry, man. It was bad. It was just bad. It was so bad. It's comical, man. And the bad thing for me is that we had a defensive-minded head coach in Matt Patricia, and we had the worst defense in the league. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it, man. How do you call yourself a defensive genius and you have the worst defense in the league? And that's going back to last year. That was last year as well. We were one of the worst ranked defenses his whole tenure in Detroit.
Yeah, the Patricia experience, the Patriot way, did not work here in Detroit, obviously. It was a complete and utter failure. I mean, so that's why they both had to go. I mean,
They needed to go a lot sooner. Yeah, and that's just my opinion as well. All right, here's a couple of things. I just said it. Romeo Okwara finished 10th in sacks in the league. And that was the one thing, going back all over the episodes that we did, our famous segment, hell yeah or hell nah, we did during the season. That was the only hell yeah that we got right, that he was going to have double-digit sacks this season.
He barely just got it, too. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He's having a career. His best year is he started off as a free agent with the New York Giants, of course.
Yep.
And we got him as a free agent. Now he's having his best seasons with us, the Lions. And yep. I definitely want to have him back. Pay the man.
Yeah.
He's only the best defensive player with 10 sacks.
Yeah.
I mean, so pay the man, you know.
Yeah.
Pay the man, that's all I can say.
All right, so let's look at a couple of notes on the defensive side of the ball before we kind of move on with the show. All right, the Lions need to rebuild the linebacking core. I just think that linebacking core, it just needs some help. They have a few pieces that probably can fit, and you know, as far as rotational as long term, but I just think that the Lions linebacking core just struggled last season. One guy I definitely don't want to be on the Lions next year is Jelani Tavai. He needs to go. Too slow.
That's what I was talking about.
Just
remember when we drafted him.
Yeah.
Fisher said he likes big guys, and I said, remember well.
big slow guys. Yeah. And I'm sure he can go somewhere else and play somewhere else and do something else, but I don't like him on the Lions. And here's the thing with him, and I've said this before, if you've listened to me on this show or any other shows I've been on, when the announcers have to look for film on a guy, especially in the second round, that tells you something about that guy. I'm not saying he's not a decent football player, but that just tells you that the overreach they had on him when they drafted him in the second round. That was an overreach for Jelani Tavai. They overreached for him. All right. Have you heard this story? Now, I'm going to ask you this. Did you hear what Jeff Okuda said in his presser the other day when he did his end of season press conference the other day?
No.
Okay. So Jeff Okuda, if you all don't know, Jeff Okuda suffered a groin injury in the summer and was told he needed to have surgery before the season even started. And he was talked into playing with a bad groin all season. And it was one of those things where he should have had surgery. He was advised to have surgery, and he was talked out of it by coaching staff. Now, he said that there was some toxic leadership in the organization and some dysfunction. And he said that people had hidden agendas for what they did with him, especially with him having that injury where he should have had surgery. And one of the big conspiracy things is that they let Slay go and they needed to have him play because it would have looked poorly upon them for drafting him so high and him needing to have surgery because he got injured during his workouts during the summertime. But he couldn't achieve his top end speed because he was hurting so bad during the season.
That's why he played so poorly this season.
Yeah, he said that was a definitely contributing factor. He could not get the top end speed because his groin injury was so bad that it just prevented him from reaching those or playing up to his level of speed that he normally plays with, that he played with at Ohio State. So
let me ask you this. If he had the surgery, would his virus have missed the season?
I think he would have missed probably half the season. he probably would have missed half the season. Yeah. But you, but if you draft a guy number three, you take care of his long term health, because I mean, you just want to get him on the field. That's not helping his career. You pretty much set him up for failure. Drafting him, an injury happens, and you don't get it treated right away. You're setting that player up for failure because of the fact that the fan base is going to look at him like he's freaking crazy because he's not performing up to his normal performance because he's running slow and, you know, he's not being able to perform at a premium level. So that was just, you know, and but that's some of the level of toxic leadership that Matt Patricia was known for in Detroit at anyway.
Same thing with Bob Quinn. That whole Patriot way BS didn't work here. It doesn't work anywhere.
Nah, so. it only worked for Bill Belichick in New England. It didn't work this year for them as well. You know, and you see who got the last laugh on that one. Definitely was Tom Brady. I mean, this to be honest with you. All right, let's look at some of the defensive free agents that we have coming up for the season. All right, let's look at some key free agents on the defense and special teams who are going to come up this year. The contracts are up. Looking at one, Mr. Jamie Collins. Romeo Okwara is a free agent. Daron Harmon is an unrestricted free agent. Jarrett Davis, Everson Griffin. Reggie Ragland, Miles Killebrew. Now, going over to the special teams, we got Tony McCray, Don Muehlbeck, and Matthew Prater. Matt Prater, Legatron himself, who had a up and down season. All of these guys are on the outs of Detroit. You know, they can re-sign with the team, but right now they're free agents going into next season.
Uh-huh.
So look at those guys. Who do you think should the Lions re-sign for any of these guys coming into next year? Who do you want back on the roster?
Romeo for sure. I want Romeo back. I would like Everson back. I think he still got, you know, he had 3.5 sacks just in the amount of time. But I read an article today.
He
wants to go back to Minnesota.
Yeah, he's trying to go back to the Minnesota, man. That dude. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So he might be out of the equation. But so definitely got to get Romeo back to pay the man.
Mm-hmm.
I want Prater back. And Emil said he'll stay one more year at least one more year. He still can play at a high level. He just does one thing, snap the ball, which isn't easy, but he does his job well.
Yep.
And so he still want to play. The Lions want him back. And he's still in shape. Bring him back.
Yep.
So those three guys, for sure, I want back. Prater, Romeo, and Emil. Okay. All the other guys, you know, like Collins, you'll be getting old. And those other guys, Haran, most of the former Patriots, you get rid of, you know, send them packing just like you did Christian Quinn.
Yeah. I will say this. Looking at those guys, I will like Romeo Okwara back. Definitely bring that young guy back. I would like to have actually, I like Reggie Ragland. I think Reggie Ragland could be a nice fit. He plays hard. He can cover. So I think he's a good fit as well. He's in the right system. We're going to change the system to play another, like a 4-3 style. I think he's a good fit. A good linebacker coming out of Alabama. And looking at the rest of those guys, one more. Miles Killebrew and Tony McCray, definitely on the special teams. Looking at those guys, I would say McCray. McCray is a very good special teamer, and that's the only way I will bring him back.
He got hurt, though.
Hurt. I mean, he got hurt. I mean, that was just, you know, it was an injury. I mean, you know, stuff happens. So, I mean, like, he's not injury prone. He just happened to have an injury this year. So, I would bring back McCray. McCray is a really good, hell of a defensive, a special teamer. He's a good gunner on both sides, you know, and a good blocker on the special team. So, I think he's a standout special teamer. So, those are the guys I would bring back. Killebrew is good on special teams as well. He's a thumper on special teams. So, I would bring him back just for that. So, I mean, those guys, I definitely will look at bringing back. So, those are some of the guys that we, you know, looking at, free agents that we look at bringing back on the team. We know it's going to be a big, big overhaul on some of the personnel on the Lions. It's just going to happen. I mean, like we said on the offensive side of the ball, is going to be a complete overhaul of the wide receiver position. In the on the defensive side of the ball, it's going to be a complete rebuild of the linebacking core just going forward. You got too many people, too many pieces that are not going to be there. And one name we did not mention is Reeves Maven is going to be a free agent as well. So
I don't like him back. You know what? It might be time to give him a chance to start, you know, for a starting job, not just a special teamer.
He can play that that Viper type of role where he plays that small linebacker, big safety type of guy. He has the speed and to do that. So, I mean, yeah, so he may be able to fit that role if the defense is changed to the type of that type of defense that has that type of player. All right, let's kind of get into some switch some gears. Now, we're going to switch to our 2 points conversing this week, and it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to look at some of the GM candidates and some of the head coaching candidates that the Lions have interviewed or want to interview going forward. This, according to Pride of Detroit, Jeremy Reisman over there, shout out to Jeremy Reisman and those guys over there at Pride of Detroit. These are a list that they compile of the candidates that the Lions either have interviewed or interested in interviewing for the GM job. And we're going to look at some of the head coaches candidates that they've interviewed as well, and they may want to interview. So let's look at some of the GM candidates. All right, we have Kyle O'Brien, Lance Newmark, and Rob Loman. Now, these guys already have been interviewed. They are internal candidates for the Lions. I know Kyle O'Brien is the director of player personnel for the Lions. Lewis Riddick and Rick Smith, Scott Pioli, Thomas Dimitroff, all of those guys have been interviewed by the Lions. John Snyder is a guy that they want to interview. John Snyder, if you don't know who he is the assistant GM out there in Seattle. A couple of more names. You got Terry Fontenot, Brad Holmes, Jeff Ireland, George Patton, and Jerry Reese. Jerry Reese is a former GM out there for the New York Giants. He helped build their Super Bowl teams. Now, here's an interesting story about Mr. Jeff Ireland. Okay, if you don't know who Jeff Ireland is, and a major story, there's two major stories about Jeff Ireland. Okay, one was he was a general manager down in Miami when they had the issue with the offensive lineman. Remember Zach Martin down there? And what's the guy? Incognito. Martin went to Ireland for help when that situation. That's saying that, you know, telling us that was going on. He just told him to, well, just punch him in the face and he'll just leave you alone. So basically, he told him as a GM, a player comes to you for assistance and you just tell him to assault the other guy. I don't know about that one, but. That one's not a big story. That's just a little story. He was the GM down there during that time. Here's the biggest story with him. If you remember back in the early 2000s, that there was a question asked to Dez Bryant during the combine. You remember that? Do you remember the story, Shawnee J? The
not question really,
that was
on.
Asked him? I remember this story because it was big. They asked Dez Bryant, there was a question in the Cowboys interview, because at this time Ireland was with the Cowboys, asked Dez Bryant was his mother, if his mother was a prostitute. You remember that story? During the draft process?
Asked
Dez Bryant if his mother was a prostitute, and the reason being because he said that it was rumored that the question was asked because the question was, what, who does your mom work for? And the answer was his dad. And it was supposed to be pronounced that his dad was a pimp. So the question was asked by Jeff Ireland to Dez Bryant if his mother was a prostitute. I don't want that type. If this is the type of guy you're interviewing, I don't want that type of guy. I don't want that type of guy. But these are some of the candidates that they're looking at. And to be honest with you, it's just one of those things. I'm not sold on Jeff Ireland. at all looking at him. But you look at some of the guys that they want to interview. So they have, they haven't interviewed him yet. He's supposed to be interviewed tomorrow. Mr. Ireland himself is supposed to be interviewed tomorrow. And Jerry Reese has not been interviewed as well. But all of these other candidates that I've listed have been interviewed. So the Lions are doing their due diligence this time around with their GM search. They only interviewed a few candidates the last time when they did Bob Quinn and O'Neill Corsi, and the league kind of force fed him onto the Lions. But they're doing their due diligence. They're doing a really big search. And I would say one thing before we switch over to the head coaches is that the GM pool for this year, as far as hiring, is so broad and so big. I mean, we're not really talking about like Ed Dodds and some of the other big name candidates out there, but these are just some of the guys that the Lions have targeted themselves. Me, myself, my favorite candidate is Rick Smith. Rick Smith is the former general manager of the Houston Texans. If you don't know his backstory, it's kind of messed up. He got, what's the Friday thing? He got fired on his day off. So he he goes on medical leave because his wife had breast cancer. Now, at the time, he was the executive vice president of football operations and the general manager for the Houston Texans, right? He hired Bill O'Brien, right? When he when he comes back, Bill O'Brien, while he was out, Bill O'Brien took over those duties as general manager while he was on leave. He comes back. They say, well, Bill O'Brien's going to keep the GM position. You just kind of keep your old, your this title over here. He wasn't happy with it. It was a messy divorce. So basically, the guy you hired to be the GM took over that job while you were out caring for your sick wife.
And now he's gone too, O'Brien is.
Yeah.
God don't love ugly.
Yep. So, but you look at some of the players he drafted out there. You look at J.J. Watt, Merciless, Glover Quinn, for the Lions fans, DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Watson. He signed A.J. Bouye to an undrafted free agent contract, as well as Arian Foster. So he, look at that type of talent pool that he has. He had brought into the Texans out there when they were out there winning the AFC South.
Don't forget about Clowney.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney. So look at that talent pool he had out there, and look how fast Bill O'Brien destroyed it. And he took over the GM. So who do you think? Now you made it. You brought up a name earlier as far as who some of the people on Facebook or in our group think that should be the general manager candidate. Who's that name?
Louis Riddick. He seems to be a popular choice among our members in the Detroit Tours fans group and the other groups I looked at. He seems to be a popular not everybody, but he has at least 70% support from the groups I've seen. He's on an NFL network right now as an executive.
No, ESPN.
And one of those analysts, rather.
He's an ESPN analyst, and he did Monday Night Football this year as well. So he's like one of their draft analysts, and he does all the football shows, Get Up, and then the NFL Live and that nature. But this year he switched to doing Monday Night Football as well.
And he does have experience, unlike Matt Millen, as a GM. So he seems to be the popular candidate. I wouldn't mind seeing Lions give him a chance. Or the guy Smith.
No, he was never a GM. He was director of player personnel, pro personnel, for a couple of times. Never sat in a GM seat, but he held that position for the Eagles and for the Redskins as well. So, and he was a scout as well. So never was a GM, but he has personnel background. Matt Millen was never a personnel guy. He just kind of played and then went in the booth and then went on to be a GM, which was a horrible hire. We all remember those days. Yeah, way worse than Quinn. Let's move over. Let's kind of switch over to some of those head coaches, man, before we look at some of these guys. All right, so looking at some of the head coaches, Now, this is the short list for the Lions head coaching vacancy. Now, I will tell you this. The head coaching pool for this year, as far as coaches, is not really as deep as the general manager. So they've already interviewed Marvin Lewis, Daryl Bevel, Eric Bieniemy. I believe Robert Saleh was supposed to interview today virtually, and I believe that interview is complete as well. There's a couple of other names, Dan Campbell and Arthur Smith, that the Lions are looking at interviewing. So looking at those guys, if you don't know who Arthur Smith is, he is the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans. Man, to bring that a running game like that to Detroit, I know my man Shining Jay would love that, to have the type of running game that the Titans have in Detroit. A lot of people would want that running game in Detroit. And the assistant head coach for the Saints is Dan Campbell. That's who he is. We all know who Robert Saleh is. He's the defensive coordinator out in San Francisco. And the interim head coach, Daryl Bevel, for the Lions. Offensive coordinator for the Chiefs, who's making the rounds. He's also interviewed for the Jets and the Falcons as well, is Mr. Eric Bieniemy. He is one of the hottest names out there for the head coaching vacancy around the league. I mean, just to be honest with you, of those guys, all right, who would you want, my man Shiny J, to come in and take over the reins of the Lions?
Well, it's an interesting list of names. Mm-hmm. They're all coordinators. None of them has had a head coaching position.
Well, except for Marvin Lewis, and the former. Yeah.
You know, I think Lewis, a choke. I don't see Lewis. He's got a shot. Mm-hmm. He's like a choke interview, in my opinion. I think they want to go with a younger guy. Yeah. A younger guy. Because Lewis, you know, he's Cincinnati's all-time winningest coach, which ain't saying much. Mm-hmm. That's like Wayne Francis, our all-time winning coach. Yeah. I like Wayne, but anyway, I think some interesting names. I like Bevel. The players like Bevel. He garnered. He at least deserved an interview, which I'm glad he got. Because like I said before, he's a coordinator. All these other guys are coordinator. No experience.
Yeah.
So what separates the two? Like, I love Arthur Smith. He told me he's the offensive coordinator down in Tennessee. You know, I think he won't bring Henry, but he might get a big, you know, try and get my man Najee on the team after all, you know. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry 2.0. And things like Robert Saleh, the local guy from Dearborn, he seems to be a favorite among Lions fans once again and Michigan politicians. But you just don't know. Like I said, all these guys are on evil footing. They've never been head coaches, but they've all been coordinators.
Yeah.
What separates them? You know, you don't know. Like Arthur Smith, he sold me when he liked those big running backs in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because when the Lions play down Tennessee, he knows how big their players are. Even the receivers are jacked. Like running backs and fullbacks.
Yep.
And I like those big guys.
Yeah. And, AJ Brown and Corey Davis. Yeah, those are big guys.
I love our receivers, 6'4", 230 pounds of speed. Many tight ends, if you will, with speed. Mm-hmm. And I love the 6'2", 230-pound running back with speed.
Yeah.
You know, I love the big guys. You know, I love my offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. And that's Tennessee's a big physical team. So if Smith is hired, he can bring that same type of game to the Lions, you know, I'll be loving it. I would love it.
All right. So I'm not really sold on a lot of guys just because, you know, we're still kind of looking at. I do like Saleh. I like his fire. He does bring a level of familiarity to the area. You know, him being a Dearborn guy growing up a couple miles away from Allen Park. I do like the Bieniemy just because of the fact that the amount of offensive knowledge and his play calling ability is and to really revamp the offense. I think he would bring in speed players. And I think that's one thing the Lions lack is this overall top end speed in the skill positions department. So I'm kind of torn between those two. I would say my two top candidates. I got two. The top two is Bieniemy and Robert Saleh. So I mean those are my guy. I do like his concept. I do like the big running. You know, I like the running game. I won't say I'm a big fan of the big back, but I do like the fact that he has a ground control offensive game, and the Lions haven't had that since Barry Sanders left. So, and that's One thing that I definitely think we need to bring back is a tough, hard-nosed running game, and we can mix in the, you know, the pass. But because that's something we haven't had in Detroit for many, many years. Yeah, pretty much my whole adult life, we haven't had that in the last 30 years in Detroit. So, I mean, and then you just think about it. The other day was the 29th anniversary of the last playoff win versus Dallas.
Yes, I saw that posted in some Lions group. Yeah. Some posted in our group too, yeah.
That's crazy. So, but those are, you know, those are some of the candidates, man. I mean, there are rumors that saying that Salah will be hired by this weekend. Now, listening to Rod Wood, he said that they, you know, now normally how it happens is that they usually you hire a GM and the GM hires the coach. But
yes,
what may happen this year, it may not happen that way, especially for the Lions, because of the fact that the coaching pool is so slim this year and a lot of teams are interviewing and there's a lot of openings and not a lot of depth in the coaching search in the pool. So, you know, they may have to go get their coach and then they just might have to, the GM may have to kind of just, you know, have to deal with having a coach that he didn't hire just because of the fact that of the circumstances of what's going on. You got six, seven teams without a head coach. And you only have like really six or seven guys that are, you know, hot coaching candidates right now. You might miss the guy that you want waiting for the season, waiting for the playoffs to be over.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lions got to get it right. You know, both hires, the GM and the coach. And like I said, they might hire the coach. Yeah. Somebody raised that point. I think they're going to hire a coach for a GM. How's that work? Well,
yeah.
If the GM, if they do that way, mm-hmm. the GM will have to be on board with whoever they hire.
Yeah.
If there's a coaching place before he gets there.
Yeah. Now, Ron Wood says that all of the GMs that they've interviewed have said that they, you know, that may be a possibility. So, I mean, and they've given them their list of coaching candidates that they will want to hire, you know, during the interview process. So, I mean, they can interview people who aren't in the decision-making process for other teams. But like, if it's a person who is like a GM at a team right now, they cannot be interviewed because if they're still in the playoffs right now. So, but say like an assistant GM, they can interview them because they're not the primary decision maker for the team. But I mean, hopefully the Lions can get it right. I mean, we need a redo after those, the last two guys we had. Definitely need to redo that.
No more Patriot guys.
Yeah, no more Patriot
guys. No more
Patriot. Yeah. So, all right, man. Yeah. You know, but the only thing I would say with him is that he had his success outside of the Patriots at Atlanta. So that's what makes the thing for him a little bit different. Just for me. I mean, I'm not saying I want Thomas Dimitroff. I'm just saying that makes it a little bit different for me as far as he's concerned. Okay. All right. Now it's time to go ahead and let's go ahead and close the show out. But before we do that, thank you again for checking us out right here at the Die Hard Dan Podcast. Me and my man, Shiny J, we really appreciate that. If you're watching this show on YouTube or Facebook, like the video, share the video, and, you know, comment on the videos over on those platforms as well. We really appreciate it. If you're not a member of our Facebook group already, go ahead and join it. Shiny J does an excellent job of making sure that you are updated on all Detroit Lions news. If you're listening to us on one of the podcast platforms, thank you for the download. We appreciate your business. And if you're listening to us and you have an Alexa, the power device, just say, hey, Alexa, play the Die Hard Dan Podcast on your favorite podcast platform, and we'll be right there for you. All right. So final thoughts for today. Shiny J, what you got?
Final thoughts. About the Lions you're talking about still?
Or just period. Just whatever you got for the audience today.
Okay. Well, of course, I still want you people to stay safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the COVID's not licked yet. I know they're supposed to come out vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But still, be safe, be diligent, continue to practice social distancing, wash your hands, wear your mask.
Mm-hmm.
Stay safe. Just stay safe because I can't say it too many times.
Mm-hmm. All right. For me, you know, like I said, we always appreciate you listening to us right here on the Die Hard DN podcast. Thank you for the wonderful 2 years, my man, Shiny J. Really appreciate it. And we're going to do some big things going into the future. If you don't know, hey, you can go over there and check me out. If you want more of your man, Curtis Steele, you know, go over to Lions on the Prowl, our YouTube channel. And I do a show over there with my man, Jim Bordeaux. We do some things in a little different format. So if you want to see more of your man, you can go over there and check me out. And we're going to try to get Shiny J to get up one morning and do a show with us early in the morning. We do it early. So it comes out at 11 o'clock on weekdays. So go over there and check out your man. And hopefully we can get my man, Shiny J, one early morning. We can get him out before he goes to work and record with us. It's always a privilege. I know the season didn't go as we wanted to as Lions fans, but we have to turn over a new leaf. The new season is going to come pretty quickly, and you're going to turn around. It was going to be the draft is going to be here, and next you know it's going to be mini camps and OTAs and whatever else going to be coming up here really, really soon. So, you know, you're gonna blink your eye, and it's gonna be time for the Lions to be back on the field.
And Curtis, let me say real quick, we just mentioned the OTAs and mm-hmm. the mini camps and the combine mm-hmm. and you know, all that stuff. Hope it goes well. As you can remember, none of those things happened last year because of the COVID, you know.
But now
those things are limited.
Yeah. But now we have the protocols in place so that stuff can be done. Think about last year, none of those protocols were in place. But now they have the COVID protocols to kind of have those things going into next season.
Let's hope they're not necessary. We're hoping not necessary. Hoping mm-hmm. we can go on for our lives. But, you know, we got the protocols, as you said.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Shiny J, tell the people how they can find you on social media.
Once again, the main way you can find me, my name is Sean Jennings. You can find me on Facebook. I'm mainly over there. And we have two great groups on Facebook, the Die Hard Den public page. I keep the people well informed on our page, as well as Detroit Lions Drills fan group. You send me a request, I'd be happy to add you.
All right. For me, you definitely can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Curtis Steele 14. That's CURTISSTEELE 14. You can follow the show over there on Twitter as well at DieHardDenPodT1. You can follow us on Instagram at @die_hard_den_podcast. And go over to check out our YouTube channel, DieHardDenPodcast, where you can watch this video and you get some more content over there. Some nice, good graphics over there. So some little bonus content if you actually watch the show on YouTube or Facebook. So, hey, it is always a pleasure to bring you this content from us right here at the Die Hard Den podcast. You know, whatever you do in life, man, I'll need you to boss up and ball out and be the best version of yourself that you can be, because it never ever fails just to be yourself and be the best person that you can do as yourself. And you know, from a man, Shiny J, we really appreciate it. 2 years in the books for my man, Shiny J. This is Kurt Steele of the Die Hard Den podcast, and we are out.